The late, great Nelson Mandela will loom large over this week's final parliamentary sitting for the year. The Australian flag, which flies above the Parliament House, will be lowered to half-mast, while Parliament will pause to remember the anti-apartheid leader who died on Friday. Tony Abbott and Bill Shorten will represent Australia at Nelson Mandela's memorial service on Tuesday. Here at home, the government will be grappling with the news from Detroit, though. The decision has been made to close Holden in Australia. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, Tony Abbott invited Bill Shorten to accompany him to South Africa for tomorrow's memorial service. It seems like a sensible thing to do. Is it normal protocol for an opposition leader to attend the funeral of a world leader?
Well, I'm not sure whether normal is the right word, but I think it's very appropriate in this case, and it's very appropriate that Tony Abbott said come along in the VIP to go to the service. Obviously a big figure, an incredibly big figure. Australia also took quite a significant role in Southern African affairs, attempting to put pressure on for the end of apartheid, and also in the Zimbabwe issues. So in general, I think this is a very good thing that they're going together, and it shows that there's a bipartisanship that just rises above politics in certain cases, and it recognises this historical role that Australia played, albeit a limited role, but nevertheless important.
And in the spirit of Mandela himself. Michelle, on Holden, there were reports that keep coming that head office in Detroit has made a decision to close the Australian operations. Now, Holden wants more government support to guarantee its operations between 2016. We thought that's what they wanted. The Prime Minister's virtually ruled that out on Friday. Tony Abbott says, quote, "We think there's more than enough money on the table. It's available for the motor industry, but there is no more," which is a pretty blunt message to Holden and Toyota, I guess. Any wriggle room in this message?
Not in terms of the overall quantity, if you take that at face value, but people in government do talk about the possibility of rearranging the present funds that are available, which are quite substantial. Although, remember, before the election, the opposition, then opposition, was giving no comfort to the car industry. It was going to cut back funds that were projected to go to it from Labor. But nevertheless, there is a bit of wriggle room, I think, within the funding there, and that is one of the terms of reference of the Productivity Commission inquiry that's underway.
Which begs the question why the PM seems to have ruled out any more money now. I thought that the Productivity Commission was meant to come up with findings and recommendations. The government would base its response to Holden on that.
I think the Productivity Commission was one of those inquiries that was convenient at the time to at least put off a problem for a while. Of course, it only puts it off for a very short time, and the government is also caught in the time frame of the March South Australian election. The Productivity Commission has one report coming before Christmas, another just after that election. But in terms of rearranging money, I think that could be a reasonable option, but not necessarily one, of course, that the company would find adequate.
Well, that's the point. We're hearing these reports that seem to come via unnamed senior government ministers that Holden in Detroit has made the decision. Is this message management on both sides here, Michelle? No one wants to own the decision to shut down Holden in Australia. Therefore, if the government can get General Motors to announce the decision, General Motors will own the decision, and Tony Abbott won't be the fall guy. Or the other way, as someone, as I say, an unnamed government source says, it's Holden trying to leave without being blamed.
I guess that's right, but I think that if Holden leaves, the government will be under some pressure and get some blame. I don't think it's possible for the government to not wear some of that criticism. Now, you might say it's not justified criticism, but nevertheless there would be criticism if Holden left. But Tony Abbott on Friday was very anxious to push the company to actually clarify its intentions. He said that it had everyone on tenterhooks, and that included the workforce, and of course it has the government on tenterhooks. It's clearly trying to apply some pressure here, and he wants them to say, well, what their position is.
Yeah, there's a lot of sides applying pressure. I note there's the Sydney Morning Herald carries suggestions that the former industry minister, now shadow Kim Carr, says it would only take $150 million extra a year to keep Holden here. So there's a lot of pressure going on. Michelle, meanwhile, pressure in Parliament on Labor to scrap the carbon tax this week. If leaked reports from the National Greenhouse Gas Inventory are correct, carbon dioxide emissions, CO2, for the period of the carbon tax show emissions fell by just 0.1%. The Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, has leapt on this and said it's proof that the carbon tax was, quote, a carbon con.
Well, I suppose this can be argued both ways. You could equally say, well, it shows that it's starting to have some effect and it takes a while for a turnaround. But anyway, however that argument rages this week, the Senate, I think we can be pretty sure, won't buckle and repeal either the carbon or the mining tax. Labor and the Greens are quite determined to use their few months of power to hold out against this. Similarly, the government is determined to keep arguing its mandate position and say it should be done.
Okay.
Avoid some blame too.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation. It's 17 to 8 on Breakfast, and after 8 we'll be joined by the South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill to discuss the future of Holden in his state.